Chapter 2. Party Hard. No need to bring a gift. Being there will be enough. Day 2. Time. Approximately 4 p.m. Location. Red Trotters Ridges. Big 52 North Branch. Usually wearing a full environmental suit is not considered the cutting edge of equestrian fashion, but every pony has to admit it brings some neat advantages. First of all, if you were to survive a direct hit from a balefire spell, you'd probably live long enough to die of thirst inside the suit. Second good thing is both waterproof and mildly heatproof, so you never need an umbrella or sunscreen. Oh, and it's lemon yellow, so it's nearly impossible not to spot you under almost any imaginable circumstance except, perhaps, being buried under an avalanche of lemons. Obviously, there are moments when you do not want to be found. As if Puppy cared at all.
Hi, I'm Puppy Smiles!
The full in yellow smiled at the new pair of ponies in front of her. They seemed quite similar to the trio of the other night, but a bit less reckless and a lot better armed. There was a unicorn mare that held a riot shotgun and an earth pony mare with a big spear strapped to her side. This information could have been of some importance, if only Puppy had had some basic understanding of weaponry. Unicorn was first to talk.
What are you doing in Red Trotter's territory, fool?
And what the hay is that weird suit? Added the Earth Pony.
I'm looking for my mom!
Puppy replied enthusiastically, pointing a hoof more or less in the direction of the road was going.
She's that way!
The two tribe ponies exchanged a glare. Then Unicorn spoke again.
Okay, and what's your mother's name? Is she a Red Trotter?
What's a Red Trotter?
Unicorn showed the first signals of growing impatience. But the Earth Pony answered the question for her.
We are the Red Trotters. We control the Transquestrian Route to 52 from here to Salt Cube City. If you have business on the Big 52, you do it through us. So what's your mother's name?
My mommy is called Rainy Days. She's super cool, and she always sings for me, and she's a great cook, too. She's the best pony ever, and when I'm big, I want to be like her.
Yeah, sure. I got the point, snapped the unicorn. Sorry, kid, but I don't know any Rainy Days. She's not a Red Trotter. If you want to pass, you have to pay a fee.
Okie dokie, I have...
Puppy started searching inside the various pockets of her suit. She had collected some objects along her way, mostly broken toys and things she thought were interesting. Maybe she can give something to these ponies. After all, you gotta care, you gotta share, right?
What about this?
Manipulating things without her teeth was quite a problem. She had to use her hooves, and that made it even harder by the fact she was wearing that stupid suit.
Please wait, I'm almost done.
Assistance. This suit is equipped with a weak manipulation spell. Access your inventory from the HUD and ask for the wanted item.
What?
By now the two mares were sick of waiting and the fool speaking to herself like a crazy old mare was just the last straw. Unicorn nodded to the Earth Pony. The latter gave a sigh, grabbed her spear and stabbed Puppy in the neck with a single powerful strike, piercing the suit and its occupant, killing her instantly. Puppy Smiles didn't even see it coming. She was busy listening to the suit and went down like a bag of stones.
She was dead anyway.
A fool wandering alone out here is nothing more than walking glue.
If only she had gotten here 2 days ago, said Unicorn.
The Earth Pony noticed the troubled expression of her companion.
Yeah, poor Ridge Racer.
The Earth Pony retrieved her spear and looked in puzzlement as the pink smoke that was rising from the hole in the suit.
Hey, Pony, what's that?
The unicorn scratched her head with a hoof.
You must have broken some talisman in the suit. It could be poisonous. Best stay back.
But leave the body here, just like this.
The Earth Pony hesitated, trying to keep away from the pink smoke.
The rat roaches will take care of her. After that little smoke show, I don't think that the suit is worth looting. Let's move. The patrol isn't finished yet.
The two ponies trotted away, leaving the main road and heading to a low ridge not far from there. The body of the little pony laid in the middle of the road for half an hour, and during that time the small pink cloud surrounding her didn't seem to dissolve. Day 2.
Time, approximately 4:30 p.m. Location, Red Trotter's Ridges, Big 52, North Branch. The first telltale signs that this story was going on was the automatic voice of the suit coming back to life with a series of crackles. Initializing system, checking version, warning. Version number not corresponding. Starting in emergency mode. Version 0.2. Checking equipment status. All systems online. Major breach detected. Repair spells activated. Resuming in last session. Loading personal data for subject 001, Puppy Smiles. Subject, deceased. Condition stable. All clear. Puppy's eyes blinked for a moment inside the helmet, just as if she woke from a pleasant sleep. The fool yawned and a droplet of pink glittering fluid fell from her mouth and onto the helmet of the suit, disappearing almost immediately as it was absorbed by the glass.
Five more minutes, Mom.
The filly turned around, still surrounded by the pink cloud that was now slowly fading. Breach repaired. Subject insulated from external environment. Lazily, the filly got up and looked around. At first she frowned, then seemed to remember something.
All right, Mom's not here. What was I doing before going to sleep?
Puppy tried to scratch her head, but her hoof found the helmet on its way. For a moment, she frowned again, shrugged, and kept scratching the helmet with a deep, thoughtful look. Retrieving temporary memory. Query. Last perform action before losing senses. Negotiating passage.
Negotiating what?
Interacting with self-proclaimed Red Trotter ponies. Fancy words again.
Red who?
Talking with pretty ponies.
At last, something comprehensible!
All right, pretty ponies. Now I remember, where are they gone?
Location of Red Trotters unknown. Adding finding the subjects in the active mission list. Puppy raised an eyebrow with a stumped expression.
We have a to-do list? Since when?
List initiated 23 hours ago. Objectives on the list, 4.
Well, we have a lot of things to do. 4 is a lot, right? What's on the list?
Main objective, reach Mom. Secondary objective, get rid of spacesuit. Secondary objective, confront Count Horsetile or keep avoiding him. Secondary objective, find Red Trotters. After listening to the list, the filly in yellow tapped her helmet with the hoof, a thoughtful expression on her muzzle.
Think, muffins! No, wait, it wasn't that.
After several minutes, the foal nodded, a new resolve shining in her eyes.
Okie dokie, play some music. The one with the chatty pony.
Puppy trotted along the road, following the arrow and listening to the radio with a spring in her step. The area surrounding Route 52 was now a scorched land dotted with rocks and ridges. It was hard to see very far because of the irregularity of the terrain, and this would have been a problem if Puppy ever cared. Obviously, she didn't.
Hey, Mr. Voice, did you say something about picking stuff from my pockets?
Affirmative. This suit is equipped with a weak manipulation spell.
How does it work?
Loading instructions. Selecting easy version for foals and derpy. Name the object you need. If it's in your possession, it'll be put in front of you.
Muffins!
A box of 200-year-old muffins floated in front of Puppy. She giggled. It looked so silly hovering in the air like that.
Hey, this is fun! Sarsaparilla!
A bottle of sarsaparilla replaced the muffins.
Toy cart!
This time a small toy cart in really bad condition floated in front of the fool.
Teehee, we need more stuff. I like this guessing game.
Negative. This is not a guessing game. It's inventory management. Puppy took a rock and put it in her pocket.
A rock!
The rock obviously floated out of the pocket and listed lazily in front of her.
Yay, it works!
When it was put away again, the stone was labeled the Rock of Destiny. But since Puppy was not so good with reading, she didn't notice. Trotting down the road, the filly kept asking for everything she had in her backpack, which wasn't very much. Actually, she owned just 4 objects, but she had big plans for the future.
Oh, we need more music.
I can see that lone star from 1,000 miles away. Calling me back home, though I've ventured far astray. When I see that beacon shining for me all along, it calls me back to Equestria and a home.
Day 2. Time, approximately 7 p.m. Location, Red Trotter's Camp. Big 52 North Branch. The settlement was little more than a dirty bunch of half-ruined shacks surrounded by a moat. Its barricade looked more like the result of a road crash between some old carts rather than a purposely built defense. Puppy was blissfully unaware of all this as she kept trotting towards the town, singing along with the radio until the road in front of her suddenly exploded in a small pillar of dust. Hey, I told you to stop right there! Puppy looked toward the barricade. She could see that there was a pony some 50 meters away, and he was pointing a large gun at her. The filly sat down, waved a hoof, and smiled.
Hi, I'm Puppy Smiles!
The pony with the hunting rifle peeked from behind the barricade, didn't seem much impressed.
Okay, take that goldfish bowl off and show your face!
I'd totally do that if I could, but I'm stuck inside!
Puppy pondered for a moment.
Actually, it's on the to-do list!
Great. Just great. Then stand there where I can see you and put down all your weapons.
I don't think I have weapons with me. I have a rock, does it count? I can throw it!
She offered with enthusiasm. The guard pony faced her.
Hey, double size, go and search her. You, with the yellow suit, just stand there and behave.
Okie dokie, Loki.
Puppy smiled, but for some reason her answer startled the pony behind the barricade.
Just say okay. Don't try anything fun, and maybe no pony will get hurt. Do as I say now. Don't resist and let double size do his work.
A big brown unicorn male approached Puppy, looking at the smiling filly through the glass of her helmet. The light was beginning to fade, and now her eyes were just a bit pinkish, although it was hard to see that thanks to all the pink lights coming from the helmet's HUD.
Wow, that's a mighty fine rat suit you have here. Never seen one like this before.
Yesh! It's super yellow and smart and can do magics! Look at this! Muffins!
The same muffin box from before levitated in front of Puppy.
Wow. Integrated inventory management and lesser manipulation spells. This thing must cost a fortune. Where did you find it?
A pretty pony gave it to me in Canterlot.
So, you're from Canterlot.
Double Size seemed skeptical. The filly nodded proudly.
Uh-huh!
The place with the big castle on the top of the mountain, right at the beginning of the Big 52.
That's it,
replied Puppy, smiling.
Well, this explains why you're wearing a full environmental suit, at least. Okay, let's get back to business. Show me your pass.
Puppy smiled, stared blankly at the brown unicorn.
My what?
You don't have a pass? Didn't you meet a patrol on the road coming here?
I met two pretty ponies. One was an earth pony like me, and the other was a unicron! They were super nice and super pretty.
Yes, yes, rattling bones and frozen soda, said Double Size, cutting her short. Didn't they say they had something about a passage fee?
I don't remember. We were talking for a bit. They went away and left me alone and sleepy.
Unicorn sighed and called for the pony at the barricade.
Hey, the fool's clean, but it seems that Bony and Soda are just giving free passes today. The kid met them, but she has no pass. What now? Just take something from her that's worth the ticket and give her a pass.
Okay. The Earth Pony stripped Puppy of everything she had but the rock and the suit. Actually, he tried to unlock even that, but the harness seemed to be sealed shut from the inside. Oh well, I guess that's how things go. Sorry, kid. Then he gave Puppy a flattened tin can with a red stain in the middle. Here you go, special discount for fools.
I'm telling my mom you've been nice to me. Thank you, Mr. Pretty Pony.
All right, speaking of that, what's a fool in a rat suit doing here all alone on the Big 52? This is not a nice place.
I'm going to find my mom.
Puppy took a look around as she was trying to align herself with something, then pointed a hoof towards a high ridge in the southeast.
There, okay, gotta go, bye-bye.
Without waiting for a response, the foal merrily trotted away.
But the only thing in that direction is the carnival. Wait a second, kid! It's dangerous business going out there!
Double Size raised a hoof and stopped himself. This was the wasteland, and she wasn't family. Why bother? The filly in yellow wandered off the beaten path and explored among the rocks and ridges. She found some sort of track, a winding trail running up and down the landscape, just as if some pony had gone around dragging a couple of pointy sticks over the ground. Puppy Smiles sniffed for a moment at the trails before ignoring them, for the full climbing rocks and jumping from stone to stone was a super fun game. So, with a hop, a skip, and a jump, the evening became night and the foal ventured deeper and deeper into the wastes. Day 2. Time, approximately 10:30 p.m. Location, the carnival, wasteland. A large barn stood at the bottom of the narrow valley. Its once friendly coat of pink paint now faded and cracked. It was protected by a fence that ran all around the surrounding ridges, with an automated turret placed at fairly regular intervals. The building and the fence were in bad shape, and so were the turrets, but some of them continued to slowly sweep side to side, guarding the perimeter. Warning. Automated point defense turrets detected. Turrets are set on hostile mode. Threat level. Medium. The word hostile immediately put Puppy on alert. She stopped for a moment, looking around at her surroundings.
They count again? Where? That pony is persistent. Better safe than sorry, I guess.
Little Pony hid herself behind a rock and waited to see if Mr. Horsetail was up to something.
Just the music, Mr. Voice. We are hiding.
She held her breath and strained her ears to hear if some pony was moving. Establishing communication bridge with the defense system. Exchanging protocol. Asking for clearance. Permission granted. The way is clear. Please proceed.
Shush, I said. There must be some pony here. Could be the count. We have to be super sneaky.
Puppy crawled out from the cover and glanced over his shoulder in case something was creeping up behind her, before slowly moving towards the fence. The turrets almost immediately pointed in her direction, but their dots on the compass changed from red to pink, and the guns returned to their default positions.
Hey, Mr. Voice, I told you to stop the music.
Affirmative, the radio has been muted.
So why do I keep hearing music?
Sound source detected. The music is coming from inside the mom building.
From inside? Mom's inside that barn? With the music and everything else? Mom is throwing a party? Yay!
Puppy instantly stopped hiding, got up to her hooves, and ran downhill straight to the barn doors. When the filly arrived, she bucked open the doors, jumped inside and yelled,
Surprise!
The barn's inside consisted of a single hall with two open lofts, one right above the entrance and the other on the opposite short side of the structure. The floor was made of flattened and pressed ground, covered sparsely with hay, and the walls were decorated with old streamers and garlands. From the ceilings hung some sorry-looking piñatas, a lot of limp, deflated balloons, and the other old and half-destroyed decorations. The barn was barely lit by a couple of flickering lamps. The only thing that seemed to work properly were the speakers that were playing music at almost deafening volume. Right in the middle of the room there was a long table prepared for a party, with colored dishes and plastic glasses with names and everything else. There were plenty of guests sitting at the table. A bag of flour, a pile of rocks, a bucket filled with something unrecognizable and a chunk of dust, all which wore a party hat. Oh, and there were some skeletons, too. No less than a dozen lifeless little ponies sat around the table, wearing festive party hats and staring blankly into empty plates. There were even a couple of corpses that looked more mummies than skeletons, actually. One of them might have been passed for a very hungry pony. A large pile of white bones lurked in the far corner of the barn. Warning. Mild radiation detected. Warning. Contaminating agent detected in the air. Analyzing. Nitrous oxide. Threat level, negligible.
Oh, look, a new guest!
A figure rose from its seat as a guest of honor. It was a pony with a metallic, fizzling voice that sounded like an old vinyl. In the dim light, it looked like it was just a pink pony with an even pinker mane, but when it approached, Puppy Smiles noticed that it was moving on a set of wheels, like it was wearing motorized roller skates.
Well, 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 look at you! I guess you're here for the masquerade. I'm super sorry to inform you it was canceled, but you can keep the costume. It rocks.
Weird thing number two. Usually ponies move their mouths when they spoke. Instead, this pony had an unmoving smile painted on her muzzle, and when she talked, her eyes flashed with a creepy blue light.
Are you a robot pony?
Asked Puppy with some hesitation. remembering all the times her mommy had told her that she shouldn't point out if other ponies looked weird.
Well, yes, I am. What a smart pony you are. Recreational Pink Bot Mark II Prototype 3. And this is my birthday party. Want to join? I can free some seats, you know. Some of the guests are getting a bit grumpy, and they don't participate too much.
The robot rolled over to one of the skeletons, picked up the whole corpse, and tossed it in a corner with the others, keeping just the party hat.
Here you go. What's your name?
Asked the pink bot, putting the hat on top of Puppy's helmet.
I'm Puppy Smiles. I'm looking for my mom. She's supposed to be somewhere in this place. Fantastic! Maybe she'll join us when she arrives. Now sit down. Would you like some cake?
Puppy Smiles wasn't in the mood for a party. She was supposed to find her mom and in this place. Not a stupid birthday party. But maybe the robot pony could help her if she just played along for a bit. So the fool took her seat and looked around at the other guests. They were creepy, to say the least. There were these skulls looking at her. All those inanimate things dressed as guests. Two super skinny mummies and... Wait a moment. A mummy was returning her glance?
Please, make this end.
And she was speaking, too. Little Mummy was a unicorn foal with a pale yellow coat and an orange mane. She was losing her hair and seemed very ill. The filly was giggling, but it wasn't a happy sound. It was like she couldn't help it. Her eyes were swollen, and flesh blood dripped from her nose, deepening the red streaks that ran down her muzzle.
Please, I want to go home.
She was muttering those words as if she had said them a million times, like if she said them enough she would wake up and this nightmare would be it over. Puppy felt a chill running down her spine. It passed from her shoulders to her tail and back up again. This place was wrong. She wanted to leave. But Mom could be here. She could be one of those bone heaps. A surge of panic threatened to overwhelm Puppy. This was like that horror story where the super nice robot goes boing and starts hurting ponies. Way too many ponies have already suffered in the carnival of horrors, and another wasn't far from sharing their fate. Not to mention her mom could be on the list, especially if she was heading here. What if she already arrived? No, wait. The robot has said something about her not being there. But the robot could have lied, could she? Who cares? That pink thing was baked bads, and Puppy didn't want to play her game anymore. For a moment, Puppy's eyes met those of the giggling foal sat at the table. That little pony missed her mom, too. This barn was a bad place.
Run away. Now. Go home.
Puppy didn't stop looking into the other pony's eyes until the young unicorn nodded and tried to leave her seat. Pink Pot moved to intercept her, but Puppy Smiles was planning to take up all her attention.
Where's my mom? She asked, raising from her seat. We will all go looking for your mom when this party is over, okie dokie. Would you like some sarsaparilla?
Little unicorn filly staggered away towards the entrance of the barn.
Excuse me, the party is not finished yet. You can't leave. Where is my mom?
Puppy walked towards the pink pony droid, turning its attention back to her.
Now, now, please behave. Don't spoil the party. How about some pin the tail on the pony?
Puppy Smile's eyes flared up with pink flames.
Where is my mom? What did you do to her? Error. Mom object not found. Please, do not get angry. I'm sure that your mommy will be here to pick you up very soon.
Unicorn stopped for a moment, leaning against the door to keep herself upright. She could barely stand. Walking almost seemed like torture. The pink pop rolled purposely towards her.
Stop right there! You can't leave without the permission of an adult! Don't ignore me! She was supposed to be here, stupid robot! You're not going to hurt my mom or any pony else!
Puppy snarled and lowered her head, assuming an aggressive stance.
Rock!
She muttered in a deep and menacing tone.
Please don't use the S word. Suppressive measures are ineffective. Subject immune to toxins. Brute force required. Activating clank! Where?
Puppy's eyes were burning so bright that the helmet was filled with pink flames. The filly in yellow jumped at the robot's face, hitting it repeatedly with the Rock of Destiny.
Is!
With a feral snarl, Puppy wrapped her hooves around the robot's neck and headbutted it as hard as she could. The force of the blow created a spiderweb of cracks that ran across the helmet, but it also broke off the pink bot faceplate, revealing the circuitry and mechanisms inside its head.
My!
With one hoof, Puppy Smiles kept her hold on the robot's neck, while with the other she struck repeatedly at its exposed face. With each strike, she tore cables and vital components from the machine, until she hit a talisman. The robot exploded as it was just filled with pink and yellow fireworks, launching Puppy Smiles across the room.
Mom!
Puppy's flight ended rather abruptly as she collided with one of the automated turrets that had popped up after she had decided to go medieval on the robot. The impact severed a power cable, causing it to shut down the planet of wine. The remaining turrets locked down and unleashed a barrage of colorful beams that scorched Puppy's suit, but were unable to penetrate it.
Stop it! Tell me where my mom is!
The filly charged a nearby turret head-on, slamming it into hard enough to knock it completely off target. The turret continued to fire wildly, now hitting the roof, and proved to be far more effective against the barn's already weakened load-bearing structures than it had on the magically resistant environmental suit. Puppy turned and finished off with a buck that was so strong it tore the turret off its mount, silencing the machine, but not before the ceiling began to crack and fall apart.
Mom! Mom, where are you? Mom!
Ignoring the barn that was collapsing all around her, the fool ran towards the bone stacked in the corner.
Mr. Voice, do you see my mom? Where is she?
Error. Destination reached. Ministry of Morale Hub already found.
What are you saying now? I want my mom! You said she was here!
With a last deep rumble, muffled by centuries of dust filling the air, the barn fell on Puppy's head, burying her alive. As the first lights of dawn tried to pierce the ever-present curtain of cloud, a small, emaciated unicorn filly crawled out from the defensive perimeter of the former mom structure. The turrets lay still, having lost their power source. Even the music had fallen silent. Its 200-year lament finally over. Small patches of flame burned among the debris, failing to consume the remains, as rotten wood provided inadequate fuel.
Day 3. Time, approximately 9:15 a.m. Location, the carnival, wasteland. Even now, the cursed place couldn't find peace.
I didn't ask you to find this party of horrors place. I told you to find my mom,
said a muffled voice from under the ruins. Negative. You asked. The suit launched an audio file with Puppy's voice.
Mr. Voice, where's my mom? That's exactly what I'm saying!
Affirmative. Ministry of Morale's nearest functioning hub was located and marked on the map. It was set as primary objective and reached 11 hours ago. Then it was destroyed.
Yeah, I remember that part. It exploded twice.
Negative. It is impossible to explode twice. Major damage is repaired. Systems fully functional and ready.
Puppy Smiles went silent for several minutes, trying to think. Going harsh on Mr. Voice was useless, mostly because there wasn't anything to hit. So she had to be smarter. She was a smart pony, right? That pink punk had said so, after all.
Okie dokie, Loki. It's useless to cry over spilled milk. I mean, under spilled barn. Mom wasn't here, but she said there are other places. So, what's next?
Warning. Despite the perfectly clear explanations, there's still a major misunderstanding.
Shut up! What's the next mom's place we have to check?
Really? Mr. Voice could be all the work and no play at times. Dumb suit. The voice went mute for a moment. If it had had a more complex artificial intelligence, it could have said something else, or at least felt frustrated. But this wasn't the case. This program was designed to be effective and to obey. So that's all it could do. Next mom location marked as primary objective. Location set as target on the compass. A new pink arrow appeared on the compass as Puppy finished pulling herself free from the rubble. The filly jumped down from the ruins and shook herself, trying to get rid of the dust that coated her suit.
See? Everything is easier when you collaborate.
Affirmative. Collaboration is magic. Metallic chuckle interrupted the conversation and caused Puppy to turn around to see the buzzing sprite box she had met a couple days ago.
Oh, it's you, Questioner! Hi!
The filly smiled.
It's Watcher. Anyhow, that was quite random, wasn't it?
What, you mean the party? Trust me, you didn't miss anything. Worst party ever! Every pony was dead. Quite literally.
So did you find your mom?
Nopey-mopey.
Puppy frowned for a moment, then she smiled again.
But we have lots of places to check, so it's okay. She must be somewhere, right?
Yes, I guess. The bot paused for a good while.
And may I ask where you're going now?
There!
The filly pointed with her hoof, then added,
this time I feel lucky!
So you're going to check the next location of Mom in that direction?
Sure!
The robot took another long pause before speaking.
And you feel lucky about that?
Yep!
Oh well, why not at this point? Very well. Puppy, I got to go. Have a nice trip and stay out of trouble.
Sure, Mr. Question. Have a nice day.
The sprite bot turned and floated away, proudly broadcasting the march of the parasprites as it did so.
All right, Mr. Voice, put on some music.
I don't want to set Equestria on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
Day 3. Time, approximately 2 p.m. Location, Red Trotter's Flats, Bib 52, North Branch. Puppy was back on Route 52. She had left the rocky area behind her, and the landscape ahead was now mostly flat, dotted with the occasional ruin of an old farm. The silhouette of a big city began to emerge from the dusty air some kilometers in front of her. She could see skyscrapers in its center and a large half-collapsed dome to one side. Along the road, there were carcasses of old carts. Some were fast little racing carts, while others were big, hulking cargo trucks. All of them shared the same fate, left alone to rust in the middle of nowhere.
Hey! Hey, you! Wait!
Puppy turned towards the pair of voices that had called out to her. The filly in yellow stopped to see who was coming and recognized the two mares from the other day. She smiled and waved a hoof. One of them stopped a little more than 30 meters away and readied an assault rifle, while the other drew near, assuming a cautious stance but leaving her power lance sheathed.
Okay, little Miss Miracle. Stay put and no pony is going to get hurt. Are we playing a game?
Unicorn kept her rifle aimed at Puppy while the other pony answered.
Yeah, something like that. Wanna play? Great, can I start? Ha ha ha!
Puppy had already begun to jump in place like the hyperactive foal she was.
Sure, why not? I will ask you a question and you try to answer. If you don't reply, you lose. Got it? Yay, guessing game! I love, love, love guessing games! Ask me something, ask me anything!
Great.
Question number one. How come you're still alive and unhurt after getting a power lance in the throat?
What? Where?
This one was hard. Puppy had no idea what a power lance was, but it seemed that there was some way to swallow it and to not get an owie by doing that.
Pass?
Two mares exchanged a glance again.
Maybe.
Maybe she's just a retard.
Offered the Earth Pony. The Unicorn sighed.
Well, at least try asking something else.
Okay, kids, so why did you go to the carnival?
You mean the old barn?
Well, this stupid Mr. Voice told me that my mom was there. Guess what? She wasn't. And in her place, I found the worst party ever. There was this mad pink robot that wanted to hurt my mom, and I got upset, but the robot exploded, and a strange thing started throwing nasty lights at me. Then I don't remember very well what's next, but I think the barn fell on my head. That happens to me a lot lately.
Puppy stopped for a moment, pondering.
I hope that skinny filly is safe.
Ridge Racer will live. And that's the only thing that keeps my friend from pulling the trigger. The Earth Pony took a long breath. So, you resurrected, trotted all the way to the carnival, destroyed that cursed place, and saved Bony's sister, just by accident.
I don't remember doing all that, but if you say so.
And you were just looking for your mom all this time.
Yes, do you know where she is? Yeah, she's a retard.
The Earth Pony face-hooked while the unicorn behind her couldn't hold in the snicker. After a short laugh, the unicorn's expression became more serious.
But she saved my family. I'm in debt to her.
So what now, Bonnie?
Asked the Earth Pony.
I don't know.
Rattling Bones lowered the rifle and approached Poppy Smiles, who smiled at her.
Somehow, that enthusiasm and innocence stole a little smile from the hardened unicorn, and she placed a hoof on top Poppy's glass helmet.
I'm not sure if you are good or bad news, but I owe you one. So, thanks.
Rattling Bones took a rectangular scrap of metal with a white, half-eaten apple painted on it, offering the object to the filly in yellow.
Here, take this. It's a pass. If you're going to Salt Cube City, show it to the guards and they'll let you inside. Understood?
Puppy's eyes widened with glee as she stared at the gift.
Well, thanks! A present! I love presents! Thank you super much, Miss Pretty Pony!
The unicorn continued.
You put an end to the nightmare for our entire tribe and gave me back the only thing I cared for. I hope you'll find what you're looking for, little ghost. Duh, aren't you guys cute?
Mocked the Earth Pony Mare.
Oh, shut up and let's keep moving, Soda. We have a patrol to finish. Hey, are you crying, Bony? Just shut up!
And don't you dare laugh or tell this story to any pony!
Guess what? Now I feel sorry for killing her.
The two ponies left, heading in the opposite direction to the Pink Arrow. Puppy watched them trotting away and waved a hoof as they disappeared behind a ridge.
I like pretty ponies. They are pretty.
Puppy smiled before setting off in the direction of the big city.
Hey, Mr. Voice, can I ask you something?
Affirmative. Please state your request.
When we find my mom, are you going away? I mean, I don't want you to go away.
Negative. As an effect of the Little Horn Agent, this piece of equipment is irredeemably fused with you.
This means we are together forever? I can keep you with me when we find my mom?
Affirmative. Puppy smiled, listening, as always, only to the part of the explanation that you wanted to hear.
All right, Mr. Voice, you already know what we need to do, don't you?
Affirmative. Analyzing the previous interactions, your request is predictable with 95% accuracy. The radio began playing music as Puppy Smiles started to sing along. There was still a lot of road to trot, and she was by herself, as always. But Puppy Smiles was a filly on a mission, and she had that stubbornness that only comes from ignorance. Besides, she wasn't really alone. She had one friend that she was well aware of, and maybe a couple that she didn't even suspect.
You and me together will be forever, you see. We two can be good company, you and me. Yes, together, we two.
Footnote, level up. I think we already discussed this. Negative. Level up is mandatory in Fallout Equestria canon.
Okay, G.
I can understand Puppy's frustration. Okay, then. Quest perk added. Leveling is mandatory. Now you can gain levels. Yay!